Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland. Recovery Indians are on the air. Today's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. We go to the gymnasium for all of the exciting basketball action.
Welcome back to Jay County High School. Again, Fort Recovery and Jay County this afternoon. Fort Recovery comes in with a record of 2-1 on the year. Jay County with a record of 2-5. Goes against Jay County, so looking to that. Kirk Comer, the veteran, 25th year overall, 10 years at Jay County, so he's been through a few of these battles. We'll come back, have more on the pregame show coming up from Jay County after this.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to helping your business plan for the unexpected. No matter whether you're a small mom-and-pop shop or a large international business, we can find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. For more about your business insurance, see me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
Dr. David A. Follenkamp, ODPC, and his staff are proud to support the Jay County Patriots. Be sure to stop by the office and look over their new line of frames from BCBG, Nike, Ray-Ban, Kate Spade, Tura, and Polaroid. They also carry a wide selection of sunwear for adults and children. Dr. Follenkamp's office is at 1111 North Meridian Street, Portland. Stop by or call 726-4210 to schedule your eye exam with Dr. David A. Follenkamp. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Internal medicine physician Dr. Amber Lotzenheiser specializes in management of patients with multiple and complicated diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. Her focus is on the diagnosis and treatment of diseases in adults, providing care for both acute and chronic conditions, in addition to preventive care with a strong patient-provider relationship. Dr. Lotzenheiser is welcoming new patients at the Adams Medical Group, 100 High Street in downtown Geneva. Please call 260-368-7370.
A good battle between these two teams over the years, 13-12, according to the Fort Recovery program. The Indians have the advantage in the series over Jay County, but the Patriots won last year's game 39-34, snapping a two-game win streak of Fort Recovery in the series. So playing here on a Saturday afternoon for the second straight year, and we'll see how this game shakes out. We'll come back and talk to Jay County head coach Kirk Comer on our pregame show coming up after this.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hull Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Look looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts. Call Dave's Heating and Cooling in Portland at 726-2138 to discover the right Carrier product for your needs.
So if you're thinking about going back to school, here's what I'd say. Find your reason. Whether it's career progression, a sense of accomplishment, professional development, or building your own business, make that the reason you start.
At Indiana Tech, we give you flexible ways to advance your career with classes online, in the evening, and on weekends.
They worked everything into my schedule. I got my associate degree and went right into getting my bachelor's. Things were going so smooth, I rolled right into my master's.
Learn more today about how Indiana Tech can advance your career at indianatech.edu/goforit.
Indiana Tech classes are now being offered at the John Jay Center for Learning in downtown Portland.
Back here on the pregame show with Jay County head coach Kurt Comern. Coach, a nice victory for your team on Thursday over Newcastle. Some final thoughts on that game.
I thought, I thought we did a better job on the rebounding, which was our goal. Thought we handled the ball pretty well, shot it a little better. Obviously it was a much needed win, and very fortunate to get that on the other night.
For our Fort Recovery listeners listening today, how about an overview of your team so far this year?
We mix up the defenses. We play about 8 or 9 girls. We'll shoot three if we have it. We'll mix between man and zone. We're very young, not a lot of experience. We like to get it out and go, look for the best opportunity to score. And then we're probably at our best in transition.
All right, our spotlight player today will be Aubrey Sweeterman. Talk about her game.
Aubrey's an outstanding young lady. She's very good defensively. She's getting better and better each day offensively, she's normally the girl that we put on the other team's best player, and is our defensive stopper.
What does she need to do to get better over the rest of the season and next year?
Just continue to work, and she does work. She's a really hard worker, and each day out she works hard, and it's paying off. I mean, she's developing her shot, and not only is she going to be our defensive stopper, but she's also going to be more of a contributor on offense.
How about some concerns with Fort Recovery this afternoon?
Their size, their experience. This is their senior orientated team. This is their year. Those two things, are probably the two biggest things. We're going to have to overcome, their size. We're going to have to box out and be able to, at least be even with them on the boards.
All right, good luck today.
All right, thank you.
As Jay County head coach Kurt Comern here on the pregame show, we'll come back and look at our starting lineups after this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has award-winning service and offers the extra mile promise. If we don't get you everything you need in one trip, delivery's free.
Habega Race Lumber, US 27 North Bern, and in Bluffton at 728 West Market Street. Habega Race, the helpful place.
Minimum purchase of 1 gallon of paint. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
This is Aaron Walter. Your farm is your home and your business. An investment worth protecting. The Barnum Brown Insurance Agency and Hastings Mutual Insurance Company have teamed up to bring you experienced know-how and professional service to do just that. Hastings Mutual and Barnum Brown are here for the long haul. Call Barnum Brown Insurance in Dunkirk today and let your farm insurance specialist check your coverage. Barnum Brown Insurance Agency, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance, known for Midwestern values since 1885. Call us at 765-768-6721.
McDonald's restaurant in Portland invites you to install the new McDonald's app on your smartphone, which allows you to place your order on your phone from anywhere and offers many special deals. Simply download the app on your smartphone, place your order from anywhere, and as you approach McDonald's, choose your check-in location on your app for drive-through, front counter, or pull into one of the designated curbside locations. You'll be given a 4-digit order number. McDonald's will even charge your order to your designated payment card. Try it today. The new McDonald's app.
Welcome back to Jay County High School. Let's go to Zeb and check out the starters.
First for Fort Recovery, at guard, a 5'10 junior number 14, Paige Fortkamp. At guard, a 5'5 senior number 15, Brooke Collig. At guard, a 5'5 junior number 20, Kira Wendell. At guard, a 5'10 junior number 24, Allie Vaughn. And at forward, a 6'2 senior number 22, Val Mullenkamp. For Jay County, at guard, a 5'6 junior number 5, Aubrey Sweeterman. At guard, a 5'5 sophomore number 24, Izzy Rogers. At guard, a 5'11 freshman number 30, Renna Sweeterman. At forward, a 5'9 senior number 14, Hallie Fields. And at forward, a 5'11 sophomore number 42, Madison Dirksen.
Dr. Tom Bannon would like to wish good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians and the Jay County Patriots. Again, Dr. Tom Bannon and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tim and Christy Hart, wishing both teams good luck today. We'll come back, have our tip-off of the basketball contest after this.
IU Health J Hospital and its physician offices, Family First, Family Medicine, Family Practice, and J Surgery are committed to improving the health of our patients and communities by providing excellence in care and service. With leading-edge technology and compassionate, personalized care, we're here to care for you and your family. For more information on our services, go to iuhealth.org/J, iuhealth.org/J. Good luck to our Jay County Patriots from IU Health Jay Hospital.
At First Bank of Bern, we believe mutual trust, respect, and community support are what help win the game. Hi, I'm Tracy Carpenter, branch manager at the First Bank of Bern Portland branch. As members of the community, we are proud to continue our support of the local Jay County Patriots. Let's celebrate many generations of hardworking and dedicated team players. Here's to supporting our local talent in a successful basketball season. First Bank of Bern, member FDIC.
Back here at Jay County, the junior varsity contest today was won by Jay County, 34-28. Patriots led by Andrea Judy with 12. Abby Fields had 10. For Fort Recovery, Elena Evers had 12 points. Jay County goes to 4-3, I believe. Let's see. Played 7, now 8, 5-3 for the Jay County JV.
Madison Dirksen and Val Mullenkamp set to tip things off. Notable absences to each lineup. Brianna Holman was not listed for Fort Recovery, and neither was Olivia Patch. And for Jay County, did not see Macy Weitzel down there as well. So,
short-handed team on both teams, and there's a near steal as Fort Recovery has the basketball. On the opening tip, it's knocked away, and then Jay County will get it on the alternate possession. So an early turnover here.
Full court press put on by Fort Recovery. Because anymore, that's a norm for most teams. They do the full court press the entire game most of the time.
Aubrey Sweeterman across midcourt for Jay. Tried to get it to Izzy Rogers. It's kicked out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Jay County. So back-to-back turnovers for each team. Our first quarter is sponsored by Calp Pharmacy Health Mart.
Well, if this game is as physical as it normally is, they might need some pharmaceuticals by the end of it.
Probably will. Shot missed on a three-pointer. That by Kiara Wendell. Rebound out of bounds to Jay County.
It was a three, wasn't it?
Yes.
foul is on Allie Vaughn, her first, team's first.
7:20 here, first quarter. It's still no score. Both teams looking for their first point, obviously. Jay County looking for their first shot. There's Swiderman to the right side, up top for Hallie Fields. Fields spins, needs some help. Still needs help, ball loose. Throws it away, it's picked up by Fort Recovery. Here come the Indians. Wendell will lay it up and in. Kiara Wendell with the steal in the bucket. And Fort Recovery up 2-0.
That was a matter of Jay County didn't help Fields when she picked up her dribble, and there they didn't come help Rogers when she was having trouble getting it through the press.
Pretty quick 10-second count.
Yes, but...
yeah, like you, the point remains.
They didn't help.
Yes.
The person with the ball.
So it goes to Fort Recovery, 2-0, the lead for the Indians. Wendell with the ball goes to Mullenkamp, and Val will be called for traveling. Traveling on Fort Recovery, so they have two turnovers. Jay County has three. If the Patriots get a little more help on the bringing the ball across. They do get it across this time, but they throw it away. Four turnovers and four possessions. Here come the Indians, and they'll turn it over. Steal by Madison Dirksen. And the Swiderman will come down and score. The Patriots finally get a shot off, and we're tied at two. 6 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Mullenkamp from the free throw line, no good for Fort Recovery. Rebound taken down, shot up no good by Paige Fortkamp. Rebound for the Patriots, and now Izzy Rogers is fouled in the transition.
Just a slight foul.
Okay, she got ran over.
That'll be on Paige Fortkamp. Oh, nope, Brooke Colley. I thought he held up 1-4. He held up 1-5.
And Mount comes in the field. Out to Rogers, back to Fields. Wants to work away and double dribble. Yep. First quarter is sponsored by Count Pharmacy Health Mart. They have locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, and Arcanum, Ohio, and Union City, and a new location in Bern, Indiana. It's Count Pharmacy Health Mart, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. There's a steal for the Patriots. A couple of passes down low, and Swiderman misses the shot. Rebound out of bounds to Jay County. That's about the most open shot that Rena Swiderman's had all year.
Put up just a little short.
2-2 the score, 2.5 into the first quarter. Inbounds knocked away by Brooke Colley. Gabby Bilbrey will check in early for Jay. And Fields will go out.
Fields needs a reset for today.
With the size that Fort Recovery has, going to Bilbrey a little earlier than usual. Long two-pointer is good for Aubrey Swiderman. And then Swiderman's 4, Fort Recovery 2. 5:15 to play in the first quarter. Here come the Indians. Allie Vaughn to the hoop strong, and she'll score.
That time, Aubrey Swiderman went for the steal, which left the layup wide open.
And the steal she really had no chance to get, as high as the pass was. Into the corner, Aubrey has it. To Dirksen, she'll spot the three and miss. Rebound, Swiderman up, no good. And Renna will be at the free throw line for two shots. So we will come back.
Foul is on Val Mullenkamp, her first, team's third.
And we'll come back after these two free throws.
Can you believe Christmas is right around the corner? Are you wondering what to get for Christmas? Itzer Fireplace and Outdoor Patio Solutions has just the gift for this holiday. Now through Christmas Eve, Itzer is having a huge sale on in-stock grills, smokers, and fire pits. Itzer is your product headquarters for grilling, meat smoking, or just socializing around the wood fire. Holiday sales start now on pellet grills, vertical smoker cabinets, Big Green Egg grills, and Saber gas grills. Visit us at 269 East Main Street in Bern.
Both free throws good for Rena Swiderman, and Jay leads at 6-4. And ends with the basketball. Cross mid court is Fortkamp, feeds down low to Vaughn. And the tie-up will go alternate possession to Fort Recovery.
Sweeterman lucky that they didn't call a foul for that, but she did have the ball.
Had a piece of it at least. 6-4 in the Patriot lead here on our Count Pharmacy scoreboard.
5 seconds.
And that was a quick 5 second count. So the officials are counting quick today.
Fields will come in, they'll re out.
6-4, Patriot lead here in the first quarter. Here on WPGW and also Fort Recovery Radio.
Fort Recovery backs off the full court press.
Renna Sweeterman across midcourt for Jay. Takes it to the right side, hooks the pass to Dirksen. The long two is no good. Rebound, chased down, out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. As diving for it was Whitley Rammel. And she knocked it out. 2-point Jay lead. Izzy Rogers on the inbounds. Goes to the right side to Renna Sweeterman. Renna toward the hoop, leaves it for Fields. Fields backs up, stops, finds Sweeterman. Renna has it toward the hoop. Off balance shot is up, no good. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery.
Now stolen away by Aubrey Sweeterman.
And the Patriots have it back, leading by two. Renna in the lane, and she is fouled. And they're going to give free throws again to Renna Sweeterman, so we'll come back after this.
Brooks Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well. Mid-States corporate office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC Mid-States Concrete your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the field.
Both free throws good, and then Fort Recovery scores on the easy backdoor play by Brooke Colling.
Picking up the foul was Allie Vaughn, her second, team's fourth.
8-6, the Jay County lead. Aubrey Sweeterman with the basketball for Jay. Goes to Fields, or Saxman.
Saxman checks in for Rogers during the free throws.
And then her pocket is picked. Here comes Fort Recovery. They'll come down and miss. Shot missed by Paige Fortkamp. Patriots with the rebound. Here is Saxman. Down to Fields. She'll put the shot up and draw a foul. So Hallie Fields will go to the free throw line.
Foul is on Kira Wendell, her first, team's fifth. So be prepared for a lot of fouls on Jay County soon because it's 5-0 on fouls.
Fields makes the first. Jay County's made 5 free throws already.
Brenda Sweeterman will come out. And Denny comes in.
One more free throw for Fields. And she missed that one. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. 9-6, the Jay lead on our Calc Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. On the left side is Fort Camp, a 3-pointer short. Rebound chased down by Pacey Denny of Jay County.
Right now, Fort Recovery is just having a difficult time figuring out a way to attack Jay County's 3-2 defense.
Especially without Patch in the middle to be an extra distributor. Aubrey Sweeterman on the right side for Fields. Fields nowhere to go, tries it anyway. Hooks her way inside, misses the shot. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery.
I think she was trying to get another foul on Mullenkamp.
Yes, she was. Lob down low for Mullenkamp. And then a foul, I think from behind on Dirksen. It is.
I think it's on Aubrey Sweeterman.
It's on Aubrey. I thought he held up a four to start.
I know.
Must be the same.
He was the same referee. Yes, it was.
It looked like he held a four up, so I assumed it was going to be 42, and then it was 5. Ball knocked. knocked away on the inbounds, but Fort Recovery does get it back. Mullenkamp will take it in, dribbled it off.
Off her leg, yeah.
Out of bounds.
Fortunate there for Fort Recovery.
And foul. Yeah. Five turnovers on Fort Recovery, seven on Jay County. So it's not been a pretty game so far.
No.
Renna Swiderman back in there for Jay with the basketball. Goes to Aubrey. Aubrey Swiderman with the basketball at the 2 minute mark of the first quarter. Takes it to the right. Now we'll back it up. The bounce pass to Rogers. Around to Denny, a deep three is good. PC Denny with a three-pointer. And it's 12-6, the Jay County lead. That is about 3 or 4 feet behind the line. Lob down low, Mullenkamp will miss. Rebound taken down by Mullenkamp. Val will back up for a three-pointer and miss. Rebound out of bounds off of Fort Recovery's Macy Day.
Bilbrey, yeah.
Bilbrey in for Jay County. Brooke Colley in for Fort Recovery.
Saxman in. Aubrey Swiderman, we're going to break. Dirksen was the other that came out.
Hope Wendell also in for Fort Recovery. Jay County, why Renna Swiderman, Izzy Rogers, Pacey Denny, Grace Saxman, and Gabby Bilbrey on the court. Lob down low for Bilbrey. Hooks the pass to Rogers up and no good. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery and Hope Wendell. Indians with the basketball down by six. They have not scored in a while. Ball poked away from behind by Bilbrey. But Fort Recovery does get it back with Kiara Wendell.
Good heads-up play there by Wendell to realize that was knocked away and come in and got the ball before Bilbrey could.
Down low, shot is missed for Whitley Rammel. Indians get the rebound, shot missed again. The rebound knocked out of bounds by Renna Swiderman. If you need handicap medical equipment, stop in at the Count Pharmacy Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park at the south edge of Fort Recovery.
Hope Wendell scores underneath for Fort Recovery.
Makes it 12-8 with 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Patriots with the basketball. To the right side is Denny. Denny will launch a three. Good.
Wow.
Right in the defender's face.
Yeah. I don't think she thought she was going to take that, but Denny took it anyway.
Not expecting a shot that early.
Yeah, I didn't think she would either.
Looking to hold for maybe the final shot. Instead, Denny just threw it up and went in. Here comes the Indians. Ball knocked away. It's on the floor. Bilbrey picks it up with no time left. And that'll be the quarter. After one, it's Jay County 15. Fort Recovery 8. We'll come back with the second quarter after this.
Harms Auto Body at 801 North Wayne Street in Portland is a full-service body shop serving the Portland area for over 50 years. Harms Auto Body works on all makes and models of cars and trucks. For an estimate, call Arms Auto Body at 726-7343. They work with all insurance companies. Arms Auto Body is open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5. Mike, Jeff, and BR wish the Patriots good luck all season long.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
By the way, thanks to Calp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Calp Pharmacy Health Mart has a weekly prescription management program. They will organize and deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Again, Calp Pharmacy Health Mart, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. After one is Shea 15 and Fort Recovery 8. Denny for three for the Patriots is off. Rebound taken down by Aubrey Swiderman.
Kinda.
Then she fell back down. Ball is tied up. We'll go to Fort Recovery.
So let's give that a read.
Yeah.
Rebound, Fort Recovery.
First quarter stats.
CJ County was 4 of 10 for 40% from the floor, 5 of 6 for 83% from the free throw line, 2 of 3 for 67% from three-point range, and for Fort Recovery, they were 4 of 13 for 31% from the floor, no free throws, and 0 for 3 from three-point range, and I had rebound in even 8-8.
Turnovers, Jay County was 7, Fort Recovery with 5. Indians with the basketball. It was knocked out of bounds. They get it back. Shot in the lane is good for Hope Wendell.
Back-to-back buckets for Hope Wendell underneath.
Hope had a good JV game last year against the Patriots. So picking up where she left off there. Three-pointer in the corner for Jay County. Is up and good for Izzy Rogers. Makes it 18-10, the Patriot lead. 7 minutes to play in the second quarter on our K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Near steal for Bilbrey. Did she only play one JV quarter or two?
One.
Just one. So she has four available here. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Emma Sweeterman.
Dirksen in. Bilbrey out. For Jay County. No changes for Fort Recovery.
18-10, the lead for the Patriots. 6:46 to play in the second quarter. Inbounds is chased down by Paige Fortkamp to Vaughn. Vaughn down low for Wendell. It'll be tied up. Alternate possession to Jay County. Got a bunch of those already.
I was going to say, it's about the fifth jump ball we've had.
Not a surprise when Jay is playing Fort Recovery that the ball is on the floor and 10 players are after it. 8-point lead for the Patriots. Runner Swinterman takes it toward the hoop, stops, gets a little room, and misses the shot. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Indians have the ball down by 8. Down low for Vaughn. Vaughn hooks the pass and is picked off by Rogers.
Right place, right time for Rogers.
She saw that coming. And then Fort Recovery knocks it away. They have the steal. Here come the Indians. Shot is up, no good. Left side for Brooke Collig. Jay County the rebound. And now it's stolen away by Fort Recovery again.
She stepped out of bounds.
Wow.
Oh, by another turnover.
I don't even have time to get all these written down before there's another one.
Fields in. Aubrey Schwederman out.
K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard. For New Holland and Claus of Farm Equipment and Simplicity Lawn and Garden Equipment, it's K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery.
So the turnovers are just trucking along?
Yes. 18-10. I don't know if they have the commercial yet about the snow blower, but it's piling up like a blizzard of turnovers. 18-10, the lead. And near steal, Jay kind of gets it back.
She's traveling, yeah.
On Hallie Fields.
She saw the wide open lane, but forgot to dribble towards it.
So it's 15-8 after one. It's 18-10 at the 5:24 mark of the second quarter. Fort Recovery basketball after the turnover. On the left is Paige Fortkamp. Up top for Wendell. Here around to the right side. Back to the left. Now to Wendell. Here to Hope Wendell. Now down low. Ball lost. It's on the floor. Picked up by Fort Recovery. Out to Wendell. Kiara, three, no good. Rebound for Pacey Denny, who had almost stolen away.
I haven't seen much of Val Mullenkamp this quarter yet.
No, not yet. Jay County up by 8. 4:40 to play here. Quarter 2 on our K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Pass picked off. Another Jay County turnover. That is 11. Here comes Vaughn toward the hoop. Blocked by Dirksen and a foul, though, on the Patriots. So Fort Recovery to the line for 2 shots. We'll come back after this.
Your home home is your biggest investment. And at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Jay Cumming, both free throws good for Ali Vaughn. Makes it 18-12 the score. Aubrey Swierman back in for Jay.
Along with Bilbrey.
Val Mullenkamp back in for Fort Recovery.
Yes.
4:15 here in the second quarter. And a Swierman will come in and miss. The rebound taken down by the Indians, Paige Fortkamp. And then trying to cut into the lead, Macy Day with the basketball. Goes to the left of Fortkamp. Down to Mullenkamp. Ball tied up. Alternate possession goes to Fort Recovery. That time she just held the ball too low.
Yep. Brenna Swiderman able to tie it up. Saxon will come in. Denny will come out.
Jay County substituting a lot here early on. 18-12 on our K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Ooh, Val Mullenkamp wide open on the inbound. She missed the shot. Rebound on the floor. Indians will pick it up and a foul before the shot on Brenna Swiderman.
Her first, team's third.
Really a good foul for the Patriots.
Yeah, when Swiderman lost the rebound, she had a hold of the arm of Fortkamp.
6-point Jay County lead. Fortkamp around it goes to the left side. Three from Macy Day is no good. Rebound Val Mullenkamp up no good. Got her own rebound and scores. Val Mullenkamp's first points tonight. For today, and it's 18-14. Four in a row for the Indians.
Jay County unable to find shots.
And a Swiderman to the hoop. She'll miss the shot. That draws the foul. So two more free throws coming up for the Patriots. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp with Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kapp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing IV medications. We assist you by doing the insurance verifications, offering on-call support, and doing clinical monitoring and reporting to your healthcare provider to coordinate your care. So call Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. Kalp Pharmacy. Caring for you and about you.
Both free throws good for Renna Swiderman. She leads it 20-14. Shot in the lane is good for Ali Vaughn. Vaughn showing a little more offense than she has in the past. It's 20-16. Renna Swiderman toward the hoop, leaves it out for Fields. Ali pops along two and scores. Allie Fields is the first basket. That's 22-16. The Jay County lead. There's a steal for Fields if she can pick it up. Goes to the ground, needs help, finds Aubrey Swiderman. To Renner for three. Good.
Look good from this end.
The only question was if it was long enough.
Yes.
It's 25-16. Jay County by nine now. Into lane for Val Mullenkamp, and she'll score. As Renna Swiderman does not want to pick up another foul. 25-18 the score. 2:20 here in the first half. Saxman left side, no good. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery and stolen away from behind by Aubrey Swiderman. Now to Renna. To Aubrey, back to Renna with 2 minutes to play on our K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard. Renna toward the hoop, switches hands and draws another foul. So more free throws coming up for the Indians, for the Patriots.
Fouls on Macy Day, her first, team seventh.
Shooting foul, so two shots for Renna. The first is no good. Her first miss today. One more free throw for Renna Swiderman. K K&L Tractor Sales and Service again also has Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. Again, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard, both free throws missed for Renna Sweeterman. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Indians come down. They miss the three. Rebound for the Patriots. Ball lobbed down low for Bilbrey, taken away by Fort Recovery. 7-point Patriot lead, 137 to play here in the second quarter. Now Mullenkamp goes up top, around to the left to Brooke Colling. Brooke has it, goes to Vaughn. She'll pop along too short. Rebound chased down by Renna Sweeterman, who is fouled by Vaughn.
That'll be on Allie Vaughn. That's her third. That'll get Hope Wendell back in the game for Fort Recovery.
Vaughn had been on the court quite a while, too, with those two fouls.
Dirksen finally gets the check in for Bilbrey.
Been sitting there a while.
Yes, she has.
1-1 for Renna Sweeterman this time. She missed two in a row a moment ago. And got that one.
I think eventually, in the first time she was sitting over there, she was coming in for Renna Sweeterman. Because she was still standing there, sitting there after during the free throws. Then they changed her mind and put Bilbrey out instead.
Both free throws are good. It's 27-18. Jay County matches its biggest lead tonight.
Now Denny will take Renna out.
After the free throw.
Yeah.
9-point Jay lead, 115 to play. I think he wants to play offense defense if he can here to avoid a second foul on Renna. Minute 5 to play here in the second quarter. Indians with the basketball, Kiera Wendell. Wendell around to the right side. Back to Wendell. Back to Val Mullenkamp. To Kiera Wendell. Playing keep away from the Patriots. To Brooke Colling. To Wendell. Back to Colling. Val Mullenkamp. I don't think Fort Recovery's holding for the last shot. They just can't find a shot.
They can't find that angle to get it into the middle of the lane like they want to.
They'd like to go to Whitley Rammel. It's just not there. Now they might play for the final shot. Nope. He's going to go to Colling and she'll draw a foul.
Foul will be on Aubrey Sweeterman. Her second, team's fourth.
Foul before the shot. Get Renna back into the game. Paige Fortkamp also into the game.
Macy Day goes out.
27-18 the lead for Jake. Only 26 seconds to play. Quarter two. Inbounds. Rammel will draw a foul.
Foul be on Dirksen, her second, team's fifth.
Jake County starting to rack up some fouls. There's two shots for Rammel.
Better get Bilbrey off the bench.
Free throw is no good.
Dirksen will go out. Day comes back in. Hope Wendell goes out.
Fields, Rogers, Renna Sweeterman, Bilbrey, and Denny on the floor for Jay. Fortkamp, Val Mullenkamp, Rammel, Colling, and Day on the court for Fort Recovery. Both free throws are missed. Indians, though, do get the rebound. Down to Mullenkamp. Back out to Rammel. She'll miss a long two. Rebound foul over the back on Paige Fortkamp. Or through the back, if you will. So more free throws for the Patriots. A 1-1.
Yeah, that is her first, team's ninth, but that'll send Renna Sweeterman to the free throw line.
1-1 again.
She's 8 of 10.
For Renna. And missed it. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery with 12 seconds to play. To the right side to Macy Day. Down low for Rammel. Puts the shot up and missed it. Rebound. Rammel up. No good. Rebound. College shot blocked. Rebound. Bilbrey. And that's the half. So Bilbrey's had the ball at the end of both quarters today. After two, it's 27 for Jay and 18 for Fort Recovery. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio is proud of their outstanding service. Schedule your next appointment with K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. 27-18 our score at the half. We'll come back, have more coming up from Jay County after this.
Right now at Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $23.98. A great deal for a great oil. That's Napa Full Synthetic Oil and Platinum Oil Filter for $23.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Fort Recovery Napa.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
There's no one like you. Your hopes, dreams, talents, and experiences, even what you value in a bank, are unique to you. That's why, instead of telling you what we can do, we'd rather listen to what you need. Because at Second National Bank, your story is the one that matters. There's no one like you. There's no bank like us. Could there be a better reason to meet? Second National Bank, be delighted with your bank. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
In halftime of the varsity contest, it's Jay County 27, Fort Recovery 18. We'll come back, have our halftime stats after this.
Recovery Insurance Agency knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency today at 888-375-4181.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take your time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support the band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Jay County, the Patriots lead 27-18 over Fort Recovery. A reminder, tonight we'll have both JV and varsity games between Jay County and Fort Recovery. That will start at 5 o'clock. Again, you can hear those on 105.3 later tonight. Again, it's Jay County and Fort Recovery, JV and varsity starting at 5. Let's go to Zeb and check out the halftime stats.
First for Fort Recovery, they're led in scoring by Allie Vaughn with 6. 4 points for Val Mullenkamp. 4 points for Hope Wendell. 2 points for Kiara Wendell. And 2 points for Brooke Collig. Shooting for Fort Recovery in the first quarter, they were 4 of 13 for 31%. Second quarter, 4 of 15 for 26%. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 8 of 28 for 29% from the floor. From the free throw line in the first half, Fort Recovery was 2 of 4 for 50%. All the free throws for Fort Recovery were in the second quarter. From three-point range, not much luck for Fort Recovery. They were 0 for 3 in the first quarter and 0 for 3 in the second quarter. So at the half, Fort Recovery is 0 for 6 from three-point range. We'll take a look at Jay County's halftime stats right after this.
At Portland Insurance, we're committed to helping give you the peace of mind you need to safeguard your family with quality life insurance. From a small final expense policy to an estate plan or anything in between, we can find the proper coverage for you and make it as simple as possible. See me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
No matter if you're a student or a senior, good eye health and optimal vision are critical factors for better performance. Whether it's time for your routine eye exam, or maybe you've been experiencing difficulties with your vision, call the office of Dr. Fullen Camp, 260-726-4210, or stop by at 1111 North Meridian Street, Portland. Better eyesight means better performance at school, at work, and at play. So schedule your exam today. David A. Fullen Camp, OD, PC.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Internal medicine physician Dr. Amber Lotzenheiser specializes in management of patients with multiple and complicated diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol. Her focus is on the diagnosis and treatment of diseases in adults, providing care for both acute and chronic conditions, in addition to preventive care with a strong patient-provider relationship. Dr. Lotzenheiser is welcoming new patients at the Adams Medical Group, 100 High Street in downtown Geneva. Please call 260-368-7370.
Here at Jay County High School, where Jay County leads Fort Recovery here at half, 27-18. Look at Jay County's halftime stats. They're led in scoring by Renna Sweeterman with 13, 6 points by Pacey Denny, 3 points by Izzy Rogers, 3 points for Hallie Fields, and 2 points for Aubrey Sweeterman. Shooting for Jay County in the first quarter, they were 4 of 10 for 40%. Second quarter, 3 of 7 for 43%. So at the half, Jay County is 7 of 17 for 41% from the floor. From the free throw line, in the first quarter, Jay County was 5 of 6 for 83%. Second quarter, 4 of 7 for 57%. So at the half, Jay County is 9 of 13 for 69% from the free throw line. From three-point range, pretty consistent for Jay County. In the first quarter, they were 2 of 3 for 67%. Second quarter, 2 of 3 for 67%. So at the half, Jay County is 4 of 6 for 67% from three-point range. I have Fort Recovery out-rebounding Jay County at the half, 20 to 14.
Turnovers, 9 for Fort Recovery, 12 for Jay. So despite all the turnovers, Jay County leads it 27 to 18. We'll come back, have our second half action coming up from Jay County right after this.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
No matter if you're a student or a senior, good eye health and optimal vision are critical factors for better performance. Whether it's time for your routine eye exam, or maybe you've been experiencing difficulties with your vision, call the office of Dr. Fullen Camp, 260-726-4210, or stop by at 1111 North Meridian Street, Portland. Better eyesight means better performance at school, at work, and at play. So schedule your exam today. David A. Fullen Camp, OD, PC. Don't let harsh weather push you around in your own home. Eliminate hot and cold spots with a Carrier ductless system. As the name suggests, ductless systems give you control of your home's comfort without the need for invasive ductwork, focusing on the hard-to-reach spaces that need it the most. Bring home versatile and effective home comfort. Carrier ductless. Turn to the experts, Dave's Heating and Cooling in Portland, 726-2138, to discover the right Carrier product for your needs.
Back here in Jay County, the Patriots leading 27-18 as we go to the third quarter. Our third quarter is sponsored by Cooper Farms. Jay County with the ball to start the quarter. And a Swiderman hooks the pass to Dirksen. It's knocked away and stolen by Fort Recovery.
Jay County's got to learn their passes have to be more precise. I thought they learned that in the Belmont game, but still have a couple lingering here and there.
Ball knocked out of bounds. They say last touched by the Patriots.
Fort Recovery, they got to figure out a way to get around this 3-2 defense that Jake has been giving them the whole entire game. And at the time, Val Mullenkamp stepped out of bounds with a little bump by Swiderman. Not enough to call a foul, but she still bumped her.
Enough to lose the ball out of bounds?
Yes.
So back-to-back turnovers again. Here we go again. Patriots with the basketball. It's Aubrey Swiderman. Aubrey up top. Goes to the right side to Rogers. Is he with the backup? Passes over to Rena Swiderman. And pass it right to Val Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp is the only one there. And she'll come down. Val does. And it's blocked. Stolen away by, or taken down by Rena Swiderman. Another near turnover, but Dirksen has it back and then knocked out of bounds last touch by Jay County.
I just don't think Swiderman caught that cleanly.
An ugly start to the third quarter.
For both teams.
Yes. 27-18 silver score on our Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. On the left side, Val Mullenkamp. Down low to Vaughn. It's a foul.
Foul will be on Rena Swiderman. Her second. Team's first of the second half.
So, wow, she shoots free throws. We will come back right after this.
And I remember saying, this is an investment in me to help me become the leader I know I can be. The confidence it gave me was the real game changer.
At Indiana Tech, we give you flexible ways to advance your career with classes online, in the evening, and on weekends.
It sounds so cliche, but I really couldn't have done it without Indiana Tech.
Classes start soon. Learn more today about how Indiana Tech can move your career forward at indianatech.edu/goforit.
Indiana Tech classes are now being offered at the John Jay Center for Learning in downtown Portland.
One of two free throws made by Allie Vaughn is 27-19. Jay County with the ball. Rena Swiderman, little teardrop in the lane goes in. 15 for the freshman. Jay leads at 29-19. And there's a near steal. It'll be a tie-up and stay with Fort Recovery.
Good defense that time by Aubrey Swiderman and Bilbrey to knock the ball away and get the jump ball.
Bilbrey's made a real difference in defense here today, as she did at the end of the game on Thursday. There's a steal for Aubrey, goes right to Bilbrey. Aubrey gets it back, takes it down, stops, needs help for Dirksen, and Madison will be at the line for two shots.
Not sure if that'll be on Mullenkamp or Fort Camp. It'll be on a camp anyway.
That's what I was going to say.
It's on Val Mullenkamp, her second. Team's first of the second half.
Free throw is good. First point of the game for Madison Dirksen. 30-19 the score.
Time Fort Recovery just has to keep better control of the ball around Aubrey Sweeterman. She forced two turnovers back-to-back, really. Just they had to jump ball on the one, and it was Fort Recovery's ball.
Both free throws good. It's 31-19, the Patriot lead. 6 minutes to play in the third on our Cooper Farm scoreboard. In the lane to Rammel, she fell down.
I was saying, I think that's got to be a foul on Shea County.
She fell down, but she had some help doing so.
And they're going to call that on Fields. I didn't even think she was near that enough to foul.
So Hallie picks up her first. If anybody that could get called for it for Jay, that would be the one to choose.
Yes.
It's her first. Three-pointer is missed by Vaughn. Jay County gets the rebound. And a Sweeterman toward the hoop. Ooh, she stepped out of bounds. I didn't see it. Over to Aubrey. Aubrey almost traveled. It was close. She kept her foot down. But Renna clearly stepped out. They just didn't see it. 12-point Patriot lead, 5:30 to play on our Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Jay taking a little more time this possession. And Aubrey drove in and lost the ball. Turnover number 16. Here come the Indians. Ball lost by Rammel on a foul from behind.
That's going to be on Aubrey.
Yep.
Be her third. Team's third.
Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor.
Rogers in for Aubrey Sweeterman.
Inbounds, thrown away by the Indians, but they do get it back. Long goes to the corner, three in the air for Wendell is no good. Kiera missed. A rebound for Jay. Patriots doing a little better job on rebounding this quarter. Renner went in, lost the ball, got it back. Out to Dirksen, along to a short. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery and Kiera Wendell. Wendell gets it down to Vaughn, takes it in and scores. Allie Vaughn with another nice move. It's been her third shot, but they don't have any field goals in the ballgame, so Vaughn doing the bulk of the offense. 31-21, the lead for Jay. Into the corner for Fields, back to Renna Sweeterman inside. Her shot blocked. I think she was more open than she thought she would be when she got the pass. But by the time she shot it, it was too late. Long two for the Indians, no good for Paige Fortkamp. Weak side rebound for Renna Sweeterman. 10-point Patriot lead halfway through the third quarter on our Cooper Farm scoreboard. And a Sweeterman just dribbling the basketball around Lafayette on the court. And Jay kind of has a big drawing of Indiana on the court. And ball is just thrown away to no one in particular. Here comes Val Mullenkamp, and she'll score. And Jay County will call time. No, Fort Recovery will call time. Timeout Fort Recovery. It's 31-23, the Patriot lead. 3:35 to play here in our Cooper Farms third quarter. We'll come back after this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Habega Race Lumber, U.S. 27 North Bern, and in Bluffton at 728 West Market Street. Habega Race, the helpful place.
This is Aaron Walter. Your farm is your home and your business, an investment worth protecting. The Barnum Brown Insurance Agency and Hastings Mutual Insurance Company have teamed up to bring you experienced know-how and professional service to do just that. Hastings Mutual and Barnum Brown are here for the long haul. Call Barnum Brown Insurance in Dunkirk today and let your farm insurance specialist check your coverage. Barnum Brown Insurance Agency, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance, known for Midwestern values since 1885. Call us at 765-768-6721.
Back here at Jay County, 3:35 to play here in the third quarter. on our Cooper Farm scoreboard. 31-23 the score. Jay in the lead. Rogers to the right to Dirksen, the long two from the right side, no good. Rebound taken down by Fields. Fields hooks the pass to Denny. She'll spot the three short. The rebound taken down by Fort Recovery and Kiera Wendell. Wendell wants to push to Colleague. Colleague off to Ramel up and in as the Indians have turned up the intensity on offense. Makes it 31-25 the score. 3 minutes to play. Jay County's biggest lead was 12. Right now it's down to 6. And the ball off the foot of Hallie Fields out of bounds. Jay County's 17th turnover of the contest.
Rogers out. We're going to Sweeterman back in.
Indians can cut this to 3 if they can hit a 3. On the left side is Ali Vaughn. In the lane to Ramel. Ramel tried to hit Colleague. She couldn't handle the hard pass. Turnover, Fort Recovery. That's only their second turnover this quarter. Patriots need to find an answer here. And stop a little run for Fort Recovery. Rinna in the lane out to Dirksen for 3. No good. Chase down her own rebound. Gets the pass over to Fields. 2:15 here, third quarter. Jay County by 6. Fields in the lane, makes a nice move, missed the shot. Rebound, out of bounds. Needs some help, it'll be Fort Recovery ball.
There again, Fields picked up her dribble. Had no help from any of the other Patriots, so she just had to put up a little mini hook.
Hope Wendell in for the Indians.
Ramel getting a break.
2:05 to play. Patriot lead is 6 on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. In the lane is Hope Wendell. Back out around to the right side to Brooke Colleague. Colleague off to Kiera Wendell. Kiera comes in, shot blocked by Dirksen. Got her own rebound. Goes to Colleague. Colleague back around to the left side. Here comes Vaughn. She'll come in and score again. Been their most effective offense today.
Yes, it has.
31-27. The 12-point lead is down to 4 with 90 seconds to play here in the third. Jay County's only scored 4 points in this half. Denny with the basketball to Dirksen. Dirksen at the free throw line. Passes off to Rinna Sweeterman. Patriots not getting to the free throw line as much this half either. Rinna was there half the quarter last time. Down low for Bilbrey, out to Rinna for 3. It's short. Rebound. Out of bounds. Goes to Fort Recovery.
Saxman and Rogers in. Fields and Denny out.
So 4-point game, under a minute to play here in the third. The Indians a chance to creep back within 2, maybe 1. Anybody's game at this point. Late in the third quarter. Kiera Wendell with the basketball to Colleague. Colleague to Fort Camp in the lane. It's tied up. Alternate possession to Jay County. Our first held ball of the quarter.
Well, there were several in the beginning.
That's true. Okay, our first one in a while.
Yes. First one by about 4 minutes.
That's a long time for this game, though.
Yes, it is.
That's why it seemed like a quarter. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, for your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms at 800-637-7161. Again, 1-800-637-7161. 20 seconds to play in the third. Rinna Sweeterman tried to create contact. She'll take it in, throw up an off-balance shot and miss it. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery.
She definitely got the contact, but not the call.
And now Colleague steps out of bounds. Coach Comer is lucky he didn't get warned for being on the court.
One way to get the officials' attention.
4-point Patriot lead, 9 seconds to play in the half. In the third quarter, actually. There's a steal as Rogers had her pocket picked, and a 3-pointer is up and good for Fort Recovery.
Wendell.
Hope Wendell. Kiera Wendell.
Kiera Wendell, yeah.
there. Wendell with the steal and the basket right at the end of the quarter. Another Jay County turnover. So the Patriots led by 9, 27-18 at the half. Right now it's 31-30. Patriot lead is down to 1. So we're going to have a wild fourth quarter coming up. Thanks to Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll come back, have our fourth quarter coming up from Jay County High School coming up right after this.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you, and we want you to know that it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Let's face it, in this day and age, you can no longer solely depend on Social Security and your pension to get you through your retirement years. At the St. Henry Bank, we're here to help. We're your retirement planning center, and we can show you the different ways to plan best for your future. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fort Recovery with the ball, a chance to take the lead as we start the fourth quarter. And traveling called on the end-ends. I think one of the big things that helped Fort Recovery get back into the ball game was Aubrey Sweeterman on the bench with the three fouls.
Yeah, I believe that was a pretty big factor.
Jay County's defensive specialist. Fourth quarter underway, 1-point lead for Jay. And the lane again off the feet of one of the Patriots, picked up by Fort Recovery and stolen by Dirksen, and a foul on the end end. So back-to-back turnovers again.
Foul is on Kira Wendell, her third, team second.
Both Sweetermans, Bilbrey, Dirksen, and Rogers on the floor for Jay. Colleague Vaughn Mullenkamp, Fort Camp.
Knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery.
Let's see who else is in there. Carol Wendell's also in there. 31-30 the lead for the Patriots. And it was 12. It's down to 1. With 7:20 to play here in the fourth quarter. And a Sweeterman on the outside for Jay. Picked up a dribble, needs help. It will be Dirksen. Dirksen passes to the left. Now to Rogers. Rogers will take it out and reset the offense. Now to the right. Stops, hooks her way in, puts the shot up, takes contact, no call. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Although, to be honest, most of the contact was caused by Rogers herself. Shot in the lane is up and good for Fort Recovery.
Allie Vaughn.
As Allie Vaughn scores, and Fort Recovery has its first lead tonight. And today at 32-31. With 6:35 to play here in the fourth quarter. Rogers will back it up. Wants to dribble in. It's just not there. Pass comes over to Rena, to Dirksen. Now to Rena Sweeterman. Patriot offense has just looked a little lethargic here in the second half. Credit to Fort Recovery defense. There's a bump foul on the end-ins.
Fort Camp with her second, team's third. Fields back in, Bilbrey out.
Three team fouls on each team. Inbounds, long two is no good for Dirksen. Foul on the rebound on Jay County. 32-31, Fort Recovery lead, 6:08 to play here in the fourth quarter. What are third quarter stats?
Jay County was 1 of 9 for 11% from the floor, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, and 0 for 3 from three-point range. Fort Recovery 4 of 9 for 44% from the floor, one of two for 50% from the free throw line, and one of three for 33% from three-point range. And through three quarters, I have Fort Recovery out-rebounding Jay County 27-20.
Through three quarters, turnovers 13 for Fort Recovery, 18 for Jay County. College over to Mullenkamp. And goes it right to Hallie Fields. Jay County has the ball. And then poked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. 32-31, the lead for Fort Recovery.
Hope Wendell in. Foul Mullenkamp out.
5:28 to play here in the fourth quarter. He kind of has not had a basket in a long time. Inbounds to Fields, and she is held.
That'll be on Allie Vaughn. That's her fourth.
Fourth. They had someone set to come in for, but didn't quite get it done in time. Full timeout on the floor, 5:27 to play here in the fourth quarter. 32-31, the Fort Recovery lead. We'll come back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or healthcare provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kalp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing IV medications. We assist you by doing the insurance verifications, offering on-call support, and doing clinical monitoring and reporting to your healthcare provider to coordinate your care. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for IV home-based treatment. Kalp Pharmacy. Caring for you and about you.
Right now at Fort Recovery Napa Auto Parts, get a 5-quart jug of Napa full synthetic motor oil and a platinum filter for just $23.98. A great deal for a great oil. That's Napa full synthetic oil and platinum oil filter for $23.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Fort Recovery Napa.
Jay County 32-31, the score. Again, reminder, we'll have both JV and varsity boys games this afternoon from Fort Recovery starting at 5 o'clock. We'll be on 105-3. Trouble on the inbound in 5 seconds. So another Jay County turnover that is 20 here today. Bilbrey checking in for Jay. Dirksen will go out. 32-31, the Fort Recovery lead. 5:20 here in the fourth quarter. In the lane to Rammel. Rammel back outside, cross court to Collig, and Collig threw it away. 17 turnovers for Fort Recovery. Dirksen in.
Bilbrey out. Little offense defense.
And Bilbrey does not go very far down the bench. 1-point lead for the Indians. Jay County has not scored this quarter. We're 3 minutes into it. And there's a foul on Paige Forkamp.
That'll be her third. Team's fifth.
This game could come down to who can make free throws.
It'll be interesting as fouls are piling up for at least three of the Indians.
Jay County's fairly spread out as far as fouls go.
Aubrey's the only one that has three.
Under five to play. Indians lead 32-31. Down low for Renna Sweeterman. Works her way in, switches hands, and scores. Her best move of the game, maybe the year, and it's 33-32. Jay back in front by a point. Collig goes to Forkamp, back to Collig. Around to Wendell. Wendell to Forkamp. Down low, knocked out of bounds by Aubrey Sweeterman. As the Indians are trying to get it to Whitley Rammel.
Bilbrey in, Dirksen out.
They're going to get tired just from running back to the bench every time. 1-point lead, 4.5 to play, Jay in front. Westbrook colleague with the basketball. Goes to Wendell. Kiara goes back to colleague. Cross court to Rammel, down low, and is thrown away. Picked up by Izzy Rogers. 1 point Jay lead halfway through the fourth quarter. Fortkamp almost picked up another foul. Instead, she's able to tie it up. Alternate possession to Jay County.
That'll get Vaughn back in the game for Hope Wendell, and Dirksen in for Bilbrey.
Good Jay County, you try and take it right at Vaughn.
Yes.
With the four fouls. Trouble on the inbounds. They
get a foul on colleague.
Team foul number six.
Yes.
Colleague in no foul trouble. It's only her second. Inbounds comes to Rogers with 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I get the ball down low to Fields because she's the one being guarded by Vaughn. But
Brenda Sweeterman misses inside. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. Indians can take the lead back here with 3:40 to play in the fourth quarter. Kiara Wendell works it around to the left side to Fortkamp. Back to Vaughn. Vaughn works her way inside and misses. Rebound tapped around. And Izzy Rogers has it. And then she is fouled by Whitley Rammel.
Her first, team seventh.
So Izzy Rogers to the free throw line. Be a 1-1 for the sophomore.
Well, for Fort Recovery, that was the right person to commit the foul.
Yeah. Now, did they foul the right person? Not on the first one. First point of the game half for Izzy Rogers. She has four today. Brenda Switterman leads all scorers with 17. Second free throw rattled around and rolled around twice and dropped in. Guess who's back in?
Bilbrey in for Rogers this time.
Yes. Now they have Bilbrey and Dirksen in there, along with Fields and both Sweetermans. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Ball kicked, but picked up by Fort Recovery. Here comes Vaughn. Vaughn left side to Fortkamp. Her three is good. Paige Fortkamp's first points today. And we have our first tie in a while. 35. 3 minutes to play here in the contest. Brennan toward the hoop. Spins. Needs help. Out to Dirksen. Dirksen goes to Fields. Fields has been quiet.
I think that's going to be Vaughn's for fifth. She ran through the screen.
Vaughn is just fouled out.
Bilbrey was set with the pick, and Vaughn ran through it.
13 points today for Allie Vaughn. So 1-1, it'll be Gabby Bilbrey at the line. And short rebound taken down by Fort Recovery with 2:50 to play here in the contest. And traveling is called on Kiara Wendell. The turnovers piling up for the Indians here in the fourth quarter.
Rogers checks back in. Bilbrey out.
Game tied 35-35. Here comes Dirksen, pops it up. Brenna Sweeterman in the lane, she'll score. Makes it 37-35. But 19 now for Rinna. So over half of Jay County's points from the freshman. 2:30 to play. Indians with the ball down low. Rammel's shot is blocked by Rinna Sweeterman, but she has called for a foul.
That's her third. Very wise last time by Sweeterman when she came down. She knew that Wendell was set on the block, so she couldn't take it all the way in or it'd be charging, so she stopped and popped, used the backboard.
Free throw is missed. Good foul because Rammel missed two earlier. So Renner made sure that she missed the shot and committed the foul. One more free throw for Rammel. She did get that one. 37-36. The Jay County lead is one with 2:20 to play in the fourth quarter. Rennan takes it to the left side. And we'll back it up for the Patriots. Now goes toward the hoop. Leaves it back outside to Aubrey Sweeterman. Aubrey toward the hoop. Stops. Lost the ball. Last touch by Fort Recovery. I'm not so sure about that, but the referees all seem to agree. I thought she just lost it. 2:02 to play. Patriot lead is 37-36, and Jay County calls time, trying to get the basketball in to had to call time to avoid the 5-second count. Timeout on the floor, 37-36. We'll come back and have more right after this.
This Christmas, why not give a gift that's unique? So how about this? Kids love the big selection of toy tractors and trucks, farm toys and pedal tractors from Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. These toys are not found on the shelves of any big retailer either. There's also jackets, hats, shirts, and sweatshirts for all ages. Or forget the toys and clothes, we also service and sell Echo chainsaws, leaf blowers, and string trimmers. Surprise them with something unique. Hull Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back in Jay County, 37-36, 2:01 to play fourth quarter. Inbounds wide open, Dirksen up and in. Dirksen came off a screen and scored her first basket today. 39-36, and there's a steal.
By Dirksen.
Dirksen will stop, lost the ball. It's on the floor. Jay County, it's tied up.
We'll go to Fort Recovery.
Patriots were trying to call timeout, but the referee said no one had possession. So we'll go as a turnover. And back to Fort Recovery. 1:45 to play. Again, Fort Recovery's fouled 8 times. Shea County has fouled 5. So it would still be a 1-1 either way, assuming it's not a shooting foul. Indians with the basketball, a chance to tie with a 3. Now Mullenkamp with the ball. Goes baseline, hooks the pass over, out of bounds, last touched by Aubrey Sweeterman. Bilberry back in for the Patriots. Rogers will go out. I figured out that pattern now.
It was Bilberry for Dirksen. Now it's Bilberry for Rogers.
Winning a little extra size on defense. Trouble on the inbounds. They do finally get it in to Fortkamp. And then poked away and stolen by Aubrey Sweeterman. Aubrey will come down, lay it up and miss, but draws a foul. And she is helped up by Fortkamp.
Foul's on Fortkamp. That's her 4th. Team's 9th, so still should be 2 shots for Aubrey Sweeterman.
I wasn't sure she was going to be able to maintain her dribble when she got toward the hoop. The first free throw is good. 40-36. One more free throw for the junior. That one is no good. Rebound taken down by Val Mullenkamp. Here come the Indians down by 4, 1:20 to play. Brooke Colleague on the right side. Pass tipped. But the Indians come down with it for Kiera Wendell. Up top to College, she can hit that. Instead, passes off to Mullenkamp. Val drives, blocked
by Aubrey Sweeterman.
But Mullenkamp got a back, and she'll score. And Fort Recovery calls timeout. So somehow, Aubrey Sweeterman blocks Val Mullenkamp. But
exactly 1 minute to go.
Fort Recovery able to get the ball back. 30-second timeout. We can just keep it right here. Indians will be looking for a quick steal if they don't get it. Probably a foul, but
it'll be 2 shots for Jay County from here on out. Jay County does have 1 foul to give as they only got 5 team fouls. Hard-fought game by both Fort Recovery's had their problems. They want to get the ball into the middle of the lane, but has not been able to, so they've had to create their shots from elsewhere. And most of those was by Allie Vaughn, but she has fouled out.
And now Jay Cunningham will call time. Full timeout for the Patriots, so we'll come back after this.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
The holiday season is a time for reflection, gratitude, and compassion. I'm Dan Smits, Vice President at Second National Bank, and I want to thank you for allowing us to be part of your life and including us in the incredible things this community is doing. Our success is thanks to you and the trust you put in us as your bank. It is truly our honor to help you bank with confidence and ease. From all of us at Second National Bank, we wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Second National Bank is a division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC.
Back here at Jay Kelly after the back-to-back timeout. 40-38, the lead for the Patriots. 1 minute exactly to play in the fourth quarter. Jay Kelly basketball under the Fort Recovery basket. And it's stolen away nearly on the inbounds. Dirksen got it back and throws it off of Fort Recovery. That was very dangerous. I think he pointed the wrong way.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice.
Because even Dirksen was looking at it like, what?
I didn't even notice he pointed in the wrong direction. It was so obvious which way it should go. Jay County basketball, 55 seconds to play. And Rogers is fouled.
A couple games ago, the refs would have called that intentional.
Back in that Woodland game.
Fouls on Macy Day, her second. Team's 10th. That'll send Rogers to the line.
Two shots for the sophomore. Made two a moment ago. The first is good. A confident stroke on the free throw.
Page Fort Camp comes back in for Day.
Playing offense defense with the four fouls for Fort Camp. Second free throw is missed. Rebound taken down by Fort Recovery. So the Indians have the basketball, trailing by three. 45 seconds to play. Wendell goes to the left. Now gets it back. Wants the drive. Almost stolen. Out to Val Mullen. Can't prolong. Two is no good. Rebound foul on Aubrey Sweeterman. That's her fourth.
Yes.
But it's not a shooting foul.
You say, Jay Kenny had the foul to give. You almost got to wonder if they don't get a shot in the first maybe 15 seconds here. If you're Jay Kenny, do you foul?
Think about it.
And make them shoot free throws with only being up three?
Only thing is, Fort Recovery's only hit 1-3 today, so not sure what the discussion was about. But it still is Fort Recovery basketball after the foul. Inbounds lob for Rammel, poked away by Dirksen from behind. Indians get a back, and Rammel is fouled.
Foul will be on Renna Sweeterman. No.
Wow.
They gave that to Aubrey Sweeterman.
So that could be big if this game goes to overtime. 41-38, the Patriot lead with 30 seconds to play.
Sweeterman will foul out.
You talked about a possible foul, but not at that point.
Not 3 seconds into it.
I thought the foul was a block real up top. Must have been a grab from down below.
Yes. I didn't even know Aubrey Sweeterman was in the vicinity.
Pacey Denny will check in for Aubrey. 30 seconds to play. It'll be two shots coming up for Rammel. She is 1-for-4 today at the line. And missed the first. Like I said, this game could come down to free throws. And it appears it will. One more free throw for Rammel. And she missed that one. Indians got the rebound. Mollenkamp missed it. Rebound taken down by Mollenkamp, up no good. Rebound tapped around Mollenkamp, up no good. Rebound for Dirksen. And timeout, Jay County. Coach Comer's there on the sideline screaming, if we get the rebound, timeout. If we get the rebound, timeout.
Lots of contact down there, but at this point in the game, unless it's really obvious, they're not going to call that underneath.
No. And she had good looks at it.
Just yes, she
get
did.
The shot to fall. Full timeout called by Jay County. 22 seconds to play. We'll come back after this.
McDonald's restaurant in Portland invites you to install the new McDonald's app on your smartphone, which allows you to place your order on your phone from anywhere and offers many special deals. Simply download the app on your smartphone, place your order from anywhere, and as you approach McDonald's, choose your check-in location on your app for drive-through, front counter, or pull into one of the designated curbside locations. You'll be given a 4-digit order number. McDonald's will even charge your order to your designated payment card. Try it today. The new McDonald's app.
Back here at Jay County, 22 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Jay County down to one timeout left, although I have the Patriots with two. Port Recovery has three left, which I also have them with three.
So on the floor for Fort Recovery, you've got Rammel, Day, Wendell, Colleg, and Mollenkamp. For Jay County, you got Denny, Rogers, Brenna Sweeterman, Allie Fields, and Dirksen.
Fields with the basketball. She is pulled down. They may call that intentional. They're going to talk about it.
It's a foul.
It's a foul. It's not
and intentional. Mm-hmm. Not sure who it's on, though. Oh, it's on Colleg. Her third.
The intentional foul will send Hallie Fields to the free throw line.
For two shots.
And then Jay County will get the ball. Fields' first free throw is no good.
Rattles in and out.
She wasn't really going for the ball. She just pulled at the jersey and officials forced to call the intentional foul. One more free throw for Fields, and she got that one.
I think if she hadn't taken Fields to the ground, it probably would have just been a foul.
Yeah.
But when she pulled her down from behind,
just grabbing her jersey wasn't so bad, but to pull it hard enough where she got knocked down. 4-point Jay County lead, and Dirksen is fouled immediately on the inbound. 18 seconds to play.
Assuming the foul's going to be on Mollenkamp. It is. Her third.
Val did a good job on defense to only pick up three fouls because her first foul was very early in the ballgame. Free throw missed by Dirksen.
I think she rushed that just a little bit.
Still a 4-point Jay lead with 18 seconds to go, but the Patriots are not helping themselves at the line. Timeout call by Fort Recovery, 42-38. The Patriot lead. We'll come back after this from IU Health.
IU Health J Hospital and its physician offices, Family First, Family Medicine, Family Practice, and J Surgery are committed to improving the health of our patients and communities by providing excellence in care and service. With leading-edge technology and compassionate, personalized care, we're here to care for you and your family. For more information on our services, go to iuhealth.org/J, iuhealth.org/J. Good luck to our Jay County Patriots from IU Health Jay Hospital.
Back back here at Jay County, 42-38. The Patriot lead.
Well, the options right now for Fort Recovery, make or miss the shot. You've got to get a quick shot, whether it be an open three or a look underneath. You've got to get a quick shot, and then you got a foul.
One more free throw for Dirksen. She got that quicker time. Nobody in.
Denny out.
Denny will go out. So it's a 5-point game. That's about the biggest lead this quarter. Ball passed in. Comes to recovery's Kiara Wendell. Over to Colleg. Her 3-pointer is no good. Rebound comes down to Colleg. She'll put it up no good. Rebound taken down by Renna Sweeterman, and she is fouled. And then an inadvertent elbow,
yes,
from Paige Fortcamp. She didn't mean to. And the officials just let it go.
Fouls on Fortcamp. That's her fifth.
She just had her arm out there, and Renna kind of walked into it. So two free throws for Renna Sweeterman, who has 19 tonight.
So Fort Recovery had two players foul out. Paige Fortcamp with 3 points and out Allie Vaughn with 13. And Jay County had one foul out with Aubrey Sweeterman with 3 points. Second free throw is good for Renna Sweeterman.
I believe, let me check here. Yeah, that's the third straight game of 21 points for Renna Sweeterman.
Stay with a three. Missed. Rebound Val Mullenkamp. She put the back up. And good at the buzzer.
But Jay County wins it. 45-40. So the Patriots come out with a 5-point victory. The 2-pointer at the end just reduced the deficit from 7-5. In the final, Jay County 45 and Fort Recovery 40. Patriots go to 3-5 on the year. Fort Recovery drops to 2-2. Again, 45 for Jay, 40 for the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll come back, have our post-game show from Jay County High School coming up after this.
At First Bank of Bern, we believe hard work, dedication, and community support will develop strong leaders of the future. Hi, I'm Angela Paxson, Agribusiness Officer here at the First Bank of Bern Portland Branch. As your trusted community bank, we are a proud supporter of the Patriots and Jay County. We encourage you to join your local, dependable bank in supporting the Jay County Patriots basketball team this season. First Bank of Bern, member FDIC.
Can you believe Christmas is right around the corner? Are you wondering what to get for Christmas? Hitzer Fireplace and Outdoor Patio Solutions has just the gift for this holiday. Now through Christmas Eve, Hitzer is having a huge sale on in-stock grills, smokers, and fire pits. Hitzer is your product headquarters for grilling, meat smoking, or just socializing around the wood fire. Holiday sales start now on pellet grills, vertical smoker cabinets, Big Green Egg grills, and Saber gas grills. Visit us at 269 East Main Street in Bern.
Brooks Fugit and Jim Persinger at Mid-States Concrete and General Construction are proud to be the source for all of your commercial and industrial concrete and general construction needs, plus crane service as well. Mid-States Corporate Office is now located in the former bank building on Highway 67 in Red Key. Please consider making MSC Mid-States Concrete your go-to contractor for your next commercial or industrial project. MSC, proud to support Jay County students in the classroom and on the field.
Arms Auto Body at 801 North Wayne Street in Portland is a full-service body shop serving the Portland area for over 50 years. Arms Auto Body works on all makes and models of cars and trucks. For an estimate, call Arms Auto Body at 726-7343. They work with all insurance companies. Arms Auto Body is open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5. Mike, Jeff, and BR wish the Patriots good luck all season long.
Back here at Jay County, where the Patriots sweep the Indians here today. Varsity final 45-40. And JV played. Jay County won that one 34-28. Patriots led 8-7 after one, 18-12 at the half, 29-17 after three, again 34-28 the final. For Fort Recovery, Elena Evers with 12, Grace Guggenbiller with 8, 3 for Faith Gruby, 2 for Elizabeth Allig, 2 for Lindsay Wendell, and 1 for Alexis Wendell. For Fort Recovery, 12, or for Jay Kenny, I should say, 12 for Andrea Judy, 10 for Abby Fields, 7 for Jaden Clater, 2 for Heaven Hambrock, 2 for Gabby Bilberry, and 1 for Madison Wink. And Jay County wins the junior varsity contest 34-28. We'll come back, have more on our postgame show coming up from Jay County. Coming up right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
As the season changes to winter, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance, the right homeowners coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Cooper Farms would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family the safest and happiest holiday season. Remember to take your time every day to be thankful for your blessings. Think of those less fortunate and encourage those needed lifted up. Support your favorite basketball team by attending the game and support the band members and cheerleaders who motivate the crowd. Happy holidays from your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Jay County, where the Patriots defeat Fort Recovery 45-40. Let's go to Zeb and check out our postgame stats.
First for Fort Recovery, they're led in scoring by Allie Vaughn with 13, 10 points for Val Mullenkamp, 5 points for Kiara Wendell, 4 points for Hope Wendell, 3 points for Paige Fortkamp, 3 points for Whitley Rammel, and 2 points for Brooke Collig. Shooting for Fort Recovery, in the first quarter, they were 4 of 13 for 31%. Second quarter, 4 of 15 for 26%. Third quarter, 4 of 9 for 44%. And fourth quarter, 4 of 13 for 31%. So on the night, Fort Recovery was 16 of 50 for 32% from the floor. From the free throw line, Fort Recovery in the second quarter was 2 for 4. Third quarter, 1 of 2 for 50%. And fourth quarter, 1 of 4 for 25%. So on the night, Fort Recovery was 4 of 10 for 40% from the free throw line. From three-point range in the first quarter, 0 for 3. Second quarter, 0 for 3. Third quarter, 1 of 3 for 33%. Fourth quarter, 1 of 3 for 33%. So on the night, Fort Recovery was 2 of 12 for 17% from three-point range. For Jay County, they were led in scoring by Renna Sweeterman with 21. 6 for Izzy Rogers, 6 for Pacey Denny, 5 for Madison Dirksen, 4 for Hallie Fields, and 3 for Aubrey Schwederman. Shooting for Jay County in the first quarters, they were 4 of 10 for 40%. Second quarter, 3 of 7 for 43%. Third quarter, 1 of 9 for 11%. And fourth quarter, 3 of 6 for 50%. So on the night, Jay County was 11 of 32 for 34% from the floor. From the free throw line, Jay County in the first quarter was 5 of 6 for 83%. Second quarter, 4 of 7 for 57%.
Third quarter, 2 for 2. Fourth quarter, 8 of 13 for 62%. So on the night, Jay County was 19 of 28 for 68% from the free throw line. From three-point range, Jay County in the first quarter was 2 of 3 for 67%. Again in the second quarter, 2 of 3 for 67%. Third quarter, 0 for 3, and did not take one in the fourth. So on the night, Jay County was 4 of 9 for 44%. From three-point range, and I had Fort Recovery out-rebounding Jay County 40-23.
Turnovers, not the prettiest of game for either team. 21 for Jay County, 20 for Fort Recovery. Patriots led all four quarter stops, 15-8, 27-18, 31-30, and 45-40. Your final. Indians dropped to 2-2. Jay County goes to 3-5. We'll take a break and come back here with Fort Recovery Coach Holly Gann coming up after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Back here on the postgame show, joined by Fort Recovery head coach Holly Gann. And coach, your team battled back, got the lead there in the fourth quarter, but just couldn't quite maintain it down the stretch.
We just didn't make some, key plays when we needed to. Obviously, composure in a game like this when it's really scrappy and fast-paced. We had to gain some composure down the stretch, and we had plenty of opportunities late to be able to execute some things. And, the girls play hard, and they battled back. So we were down there probably at, 9 at one point. It became a game very quickly. So
it's one of those things where I think it showed Jay County's played 7 games now, 8. You're still playing your fourth game. So I think that showed at some point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you. There's definitely some things that we've been working on that we still need to work on. And like I said, we played Versailles on Thursday, and it's same. Our schedule's not easy. So this is what it's been like for us since the start. So we've got 2 and we've lost 2. So we're going to get better, and we're going to keep working on it. And obviously those extra games do come into play. But at the end of the game, we had our chances, and, Jay County just wanted it more.
I know it's something you have to deal with, but you missed a couple players today too, so that might have made a difference too.
And and I'm sure if you our free throws, mm-hmm. We got to go down the line when we're on, get the free ones when we can, and when we can't, again, the girls played hard. We came back. We just got to be able to execute there at the end. So, and obviously, Liv Patch is out. We want her healthy before we put her back on that court.
You got a tough game coming up. Blackford, a pretty good team coming up on Tuesday.
Yep, it doesn't get any easier for us. So Blackford on Tuesday, Thursday we're back in MAC play with Parkway. Then we got Arcanum, and then we start another giant stretch for us. So it doesn't ever get easier, but every game's a battle, and it shows a lot of character for these girls to continue to do it.
We're going to play a tough schedule, get ready for the tournament.
That's right, because we want some longevity here. So this is only making us better to be able to, everybody wants to win, mm-hmm. but you can learn a lot from losing. So we are okay with taking this loss right now because we have things that we know we need to work on, and again, it just shows us that we can't stop ever getting better. Every day we have to be a little better. So,
all right, thanks for coming up. We'll see you on Tuesday. There'll be somebody will. All right, thanks.
Thanks.
That's Fort Recovery head coach Holly Gann here on the postgame show. We'll come back and have Jay County head coach Kirk Comer after this.
Maybe. At Portland Insurance, we're committed to keeping farmers strong with quality insurance coverage that fits your unique world. From a hobby farm to a large corporate farm and everything in between, we can find the proper coverage and make it as simple as possible. See me, Kyle Champ, at Portland Insurance Agency, 115 East Main in Portland.
Back here on the postgame show where Jay County defeated Fort Recovery by a score of 45-40. Joined by Jay County head coach Kirk Comer now. And coach, and more resilience shown by your team. We're up by 12. Fort Recovery got the lead. You're able to regain things and come out with the victory here today.
Yeah, I was, you know, really proud of the way we come out and got a good start. And then, you know, I thought the first half we played pretty well. And then third quarter we come out and we were playing not to lose rather than to, you know, continuing on what we were doing. And but I thought we did a really good job in the fourth quarter stepping it back up.
It's impressive the way that your team regains their composure when they get down. Some of the things that they've improved in since the first few games, you can see that here today.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, I mean, they could have, with our youth, they could easily quit when they went ahead of us. I mean, that was a veteran team, and you know, our kids didn't quit and just kept battling and you know, did what we had to do down the stretch to win.
Your freshman Reynolds Sweeterman, 21 points now for the third straight game. I thought she made some plays down the stretch that maybe she may not have made also herself in the first couple of games.
Yeah, she's learning. You know, I mean, you know, she's very young and, you know, has got a lot of experience. You know, but in the AAU circuit, but playing high school basketball. I mean, she's, you know, just a freshman, only played what, 7 or 8 games, whatever it is, and but she's a winner. You know, and when the game's on the line, she won the ball and you know, for a freshman to, you know, to be able to do that and her teammates to have the confidence in her, you know, that's pretty impressive.
No matter how much AAU she plays, that's still quite an adjustment to go from 8th grade tonight to playing varsity.
No doubt about it. I mean, tonight, you know, we're playing against, like I said, a veteran team, a lot of seniors, and a team that's played together for a while, and you know, I thought she did a really, really nice job.
Turnover's a problem for both teams, 21 for Jay, 20 for Fort Recovery, so pretty much even there at least.
Yeah, I mean, we I think a lot of ours were in the, you know, third quarter, and we were playing on our heels a little bit, trying to hold on, and rather than, you know, like I said, being aggressive and extending that lead out, you know, from 12 to 20 or whatever, I mean, we were trying to just hold on not to lose.
Well, congrats on the victory. You have Muncie Central coming up on Tuesday. We'll see you then.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
That's Jay County head coach Kirk Comer here on the postgame show. We'll come back and wrap things up after this.
This is Aaron Walter. Your farm is your home and your business, an investment worth protecting. The Barnum Brown Insurance Agency and Hastings Mutual Insurance Company have teamed up to bring you experienced know-how and professional service to do just that. Hastings Mutual and Barnum Brown are here for the long haul. Call Barnum Brown Insurance in Dunkirk today and let your farm insurance specialist check your coverage. Barnum Brown Insurance Agency, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance, known for Midwestern values since 1885. Call us at 765-768-6721.
Back here on the postgame show where Jay County defeated the Fort Recovery Indians today by a score of 45-40. I'm going to wrap things up here pretty quick since we've got the boys game at 5 o'clock. Thanks to our studio producers again here today, both from Fort Recovery Radio and from WPGW, obviously. Again, Neil Spencer and Lindsey Green. Thanks to Coach Comer and Coach Gann for the interviews here today. Thanks to Zeb Hudson as well. And, of course, thanks for all of our fine sponsors as well. And, of course, everybody both in Ohio and Indiana for listening to today's game. Again, the final, Jay County won the junior varsity contest by a score of 34-28. And then the varsity contest, 45-40. Again, we'll have the boys contest with the JV game starting at 5 o'clock, followed by the varsity game. You can hear both those games on 105.3 coming up again at 5 o'clock. Until then, I'm Justin Mangold. Have a good rest of your afternoon.
You've been listening to Lady Patriot Basketball on Jay Country 101.
Tonight's special sports
coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.